You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is pretty, pretty cool. We got some new software. This is, like, exciting. Got some new sexy software so I could see you guys as you call in, and I'm able to kind of, manipulate it quickly, and this is, like, high tech stuff. So I know some of you have been calling, and you're on hold for a little bit, and it probably has been my fault this whole time, and now I don't think there's any excuse. So I am, like, so excited. So any medical questions, comments, questions, this is what I'm here for. I am your doctor on air, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you could call 1-877-362-3254. This is really exciting. There's, like, lights and buttons, and oh my gosh, this is, like, so much nicer. I gotta tell you, man, welcome to 2014. And by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Look at the Irish. Oh, I am so excited about St. Patrick's Day. You know, this is very interesting. St. Patrick's Day has been around for 1,000 years, and from what I understand, St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was English. Okay, but he's credited to bringing Christianity to the people of Ireland, and there's a lot of interesting stuff that a lot of people don't know about with St. Patrick's Day. Many people think, you know, you just drink green beer, or you drink green milkshakes at your fast food place, and, you know, yeah, I think it's nice, you know, to celebrate the color green. I get that, but there is, you know, some very, very important history. Okay, so we've talked about this according to IBTimes.com. They talk about how St. Patrick was English. He was born in Britain around 350 A.D., and they believe he lived in Wales. Now, according to Brad Hawkins, a professor of religious studies, who I guess gave information to the source, St. Patrick, and we've talked about this on the show before, had been kidnapped around the age of 16, brought to Ireland, where he was sold into slavery. He tended sheep for about 10 years before he escaped to England. He took refuge in a monastery in Galway for about 12 years. Then he became a priest, later took his teachings back to Ireland. They said he established a religious system of Rome and originated the Christian church in Ireland. They thought that he was obviously a forceful speaker and somebody that really, really appealed to many to be able to, proselytize and teach people. He did this for about 30 years. He had been arrested. I guess some of the Celtic Druids didn't like him too much. I guess there was a legend about him and the snakes and driving out the snakes. You know, people mix St. Patrick up with the Pied Piper. No, the Pied Piper, I think, was a sing, you know, had like some sort of a flute or piccolo, and animals came to him. St. Patrick, the legend was, he drove the snakes out of Ireland during one of his sermons, and he sent the serpents into the sea. Okay, that kind of thing. All right, that was a theory. People ask about leprechauns. This is interesting. They say belief in the leprechaun, I guess it comes from the Irish word meaning small-bodied fellow, leprechaun. Probably originated, they said, in the Celtic belief in fairies. According to History Channel, Celtic folk tales told stories of tiny men and women with magical powers who were known for their trickery. Now, I guess leprechauns were supposed to be storing their coins in a hidden pot of gold, etc. And not sure how that got incorporated into the St. Patrick's Day celebration, unless the Irish originations of the name. I don't know. Four-leaf clovers, many of us for days would walk around outside PE and recess looking for a four-leaf clover. It's supposed to, I guess, happen one in every 10,000. Finding a four-leaf clover is supposed to give you good luck. Green is supposed to be a very, very healthy, lucky color. All right, for some, even though in medicine it's the color of bile, and if somebody turns green, it's a negative. Overall, we think it's pretty cool. Okay, so, and a four-leaf clover, because it's rare, finding it, fine. Shamrock, by the way, though, is not the symbol of Ireland, okay? From what I understand, it's supposed to be a harp. Okay? And then St. Patrick didn't really wear green. St. Patrick wore a lot of blue vestments and robes. I guess blue was used a lot on flags and coat of arms to represent Ireland. Green came out later. Okay? Now, many people think, okay, well, you know what? You know, St. Patrick's Day is supposed to be about drinking. So he probably really liked this pint of Guinness. No. All right. You know, I think alcohol came later. Okay? I think Irish law made it a holiday, I guess, after, you know, what was it? I think like early 1900s. And pubs were supposed to be shut down for the day because it was a religious holiday for the whole country. I think up until the 1970s, up until then, you weren't supposed to go to a pub and drink on St. Patrick's. It was a holy day. Then the law was overturned in 1970. Okay, and then I guess, you know, it started to be even more of a holiday where you imbibe and you have your jubilations, okay? Tourism has gone up. Let me see, parades, etc. A lot of news and about the St. Patrick's Day parade and sponsors pulling out. We'll talk about that later. All right. But again, you know, it, just remember, you know, this isn't really a holiday about corned beef and cabbage. Now, the corned beef and cabbage is very, very interesting, okay? I guess the original, one of my friends, Liam, who's Irish, said, you know, originally it was a very, very dried beef that you would eat, okay? Irish Americans, usually their staple had been potatoes, okay? You know, we've talked about the potato famine in Ireland. But, you know, the corned beef and cabbage is really a variation of a traditional Irish meal that actually included bacon, okay? Beef was a cheaper alternative. Cabbage was a springtime sort of vegetable, so hence corned beef and cabbage. I really love corned beef and cabbage, especially at the Jewish delis. I tell you, the Jews and the Irish, they really know how to make meat. And then I guess they say the population of Ireland is about 4.2 million, yet there are 34 million Americans with Irish ancestry in the U.S. So we really do need to party up a storm. So happy St. Patrick's Day, but remember, it's more than just drinking green beer. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. One of the calls we got on break is, why do we pinch for St. Patrick's Day? I don't know. I guess, we all wear green. Not so much because of Irish pride, but because we are afraid that we're going to get assaulted throughout the day and multiple times. All right. If you guys know why you would have to wear pinch or why would wear be pinch, please call and let us know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there's a lot of you out there that do have fetishes that love the feel of the pinch. I don't. Personally, pinches to me hurt, okay? You take on multiple surface area. You actually cause a lack of circulation per the pinch. Get a little bit of a infarct, shall we say, of the dermis and the epidermis and the subcutaneous layer. When you do pinch, some of us hit a trigger point with the pinch. I particularly don't like the pinch. I am wearing green. Absolutely. I am in full green garb because I am afraid of the pinches. And, you know, if I could just say, all right, can we please do away with the whole pinching thing? I love the Irish. I think the country is beautiful. I think St. Patrick's Day is beautiful. But honestly, I was freaking out today trying to find something green for my kids because I was worried about the whole bullying and the whole pinch assault. All right. And it's not the Irish that assault you. It's non-Irish that feel the need to show their Irish patriotism by assaulting you with a pinch. Now, the only answers I could find, if any of you guys know why we pinch, please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know. Yeah, I could take your medical questions, but I just want to know why the pinching. I think, let me see, it was supposed to be, according to the Christian Science Monitor, they said if you forgot to wear green, I guess, they started that... I guess leprechauns. It's supposed to remind you that the leprechauns would sneak up on you and do the pinch or do a trick. So this kind of goes into the whole leprechaun thing. You see, some of you guys started calling them gremlins after the gremlin movie. But, you know, when you talk about something coming into your house, something messing something up, all right, that all comes from leprechauns. You know what we need to do one day? We need to go back and talk about superstitions. We did a show on that one, superstition. What is your superstition, and do you swear by it? We need to talk about that. We could bring it up a little bit today if you want. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Superstitions. I am the only one in my house who's superstitious. My husband isn't. My kids aren't. And I take superstitions very, very seriously. Remember, growing up in a Jewish family, everybody was going to give you the evil eye. Everything was going to get cursed. Everything was about guilt. When you grow up Jewish, you always grow up in a state of fear, whether it be by God, whether it be by somebody who's supposed to be anti-Semitic, whether it be by somebody giving you the evil eye, cursing, or you eating matzah on Passover and getting constipated. You're always in fear, which kind of makes no sense to me. Okay? So a lot of us Jewish kids kind of grow up becoming really, really paranoid. All right? Which is probably why we love all these holidays like Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day, right? Because we get to celebrate and not have to worry about getting constipated. You know, I mean, who gets constipated during Lent? Okay? I mean, usually with Lent, you guys are probably at your healthiest. By the way, kudos to all of you guys observing Lent. I can't tell you how many people, cutting carbs and cutting, breads and bad things for Lent. I know some of you are cutting back alcohol for Lent. That is pretty damn cool. Red meat. I love it. Good for you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI on what you're doing for Lent. I'm so proud of you. But going back to superstitions, a big superstition that I always follow is I do not put a hat on the bed. For some reason, putting a hat on the bed is supposed to be bad luck. My kid was packing for our Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. Was it last year? I think it was last year. I don't remember. Last year or the year before. And he was running. It was probably the year before. And he was running and he stepped on one of my heels and the heel went up into his foot. And it was right after I had caught the hats on the bed. And I know some of you are like, what, Dr. Dahlia, that's a bunch of bullcrap. Really? No, it's not a bunch of bullcrap. I think hats on the bed are bad luck. All right. I also think it's bad luck to get up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay, if you go into the bed, that's the same side of the bed you get out of. I just always do that. Not on purpose, it just happens. I will not climb across a bed. Can't do that. Very, 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 very scary for me. I also don't go under ladders. I don't want to go under ladders. Black cat running across the room or running across the street. I don't really have a problem with a black cat. I have a black cat. I got dogs and cats. And one of my black cat is completely black except for her under tummy. Her under tummy, you see a little bit of not white hair, but, you know, she's so fat that she doesn't have enough hair to cover her under tummy, so you see a white streak. So maybe her running across anywhere I'm about to walk is a bad luck because she's got that white streak. My little redheaded cat, Sacudito, Shakeaboo, he's the one that's bad luck. He's the one that's bad luck because he does pee-pee house all over the place. Sacudito is in the studio with him. Hey, Sacudito. Yeah, he's not happy. He goes by Shakeaboo, but he thinks Shakeaboo is too girly. So I have to call him Sacudito. He does pee-pee house. That's bad luck. I don't really know what else. Don't cross your silverware. Do you guys ever do that? Crossing silverware is supposed to be bad luck also. I I know. Listen, I know doctors aren't supposed to be talking about the supernatural and all that. And I don't know where this comes from. But here's my problem. I don't want to take the risk of, you know, I mean, I just, things are going on. So, I mean, thank God, knock on wood. And again, knock on wood. I knock on wood a lot. You know, things are going so well that I just really don't want to mess anything up. Friday the 13th being an unlucky day? No, because 13 is a very good luck number. 13 is a very strong good luck number. Rabbit's foot, I'm not into. Rabbit's foot because somebody had to kill a rabbit for their foot. That I'm not into. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's actually true. We have talked about how apple a days keep the doctors away because of the potassium in there. So that is a true one. Never found a four-leaf clover, so I can't say that. If you break a mirror, you'll have 7 years bad luck. This one, I have always been freaked out about, okay? But here's the thing. In the Jewish religion, if you break glass, it's good luck. So if you're Jewish, you never really have the problem with the breaking a mirror because breaking glass is good luck. And so if your mirror is made of glass, you're good. I will never, ever open an umbrella in the house. That is something never will I do. Ever. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. No, because I've done that a lot of times. I don't think that one is true. Find a horseshoe, bring good luck. Horseshoe? I don't know. I don't live in a place where there's a lot of horseshoes, right? But I love horses. I love horseshoes. I would probably think that was pretty good. Wearing garlic or being full of garlic to keep out evil spirits and vampires. A lot of porphyria patients did not like the smell, didn't handle garlic very well. So they found that garlic would kind of keep away porphyria patients. We talked about porphyria. They're very anemic, crave iron type stuff. Their skin, they could have a cutaneous porphyria with sunlight. Hence came the vampire theory. Not sure about that. End of a rainbow being a pot of gold. Never been able to do that one. If you wear your clothes inside out, that'll bring you good luck. No. Blowing out all your birthday candles. That works. The birthday candle thing works, okay? But it can't be, I want to be rich. That never happens. You have to probably, come up with something realistic, but that kind of works. A cricket in the house brings good luck. I'm going to say yes, because I feel very blessed, and we always grew up having crickets. Now, bad luck to sing at the table, bad luck to sleep at the table. My mom and dad used to tell me, quit singing at the table. I thought it's because they wanted me to shut the hell up. And they did. They did want to shut the hell up. But it's something I do. I rarely sing at a dinner table, probably because people don't want it. Another thing is when your left palm itches, it means money. That's a fun one. That's a good one. You know, another thing we do that's not really superstitious is I don't put healthy people in wheelchairs generally. I only use it as a mode of transport. But if you fool around in a wheelchair, I get really nervous. And the reason why is when I was learning about that superstition, Christopher Reeves had played, I guess, an actor one day where he played an actor in a wheelchair. And then, unfortunately, his accident happened. So that was just something that I always kind of freaked out about. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's hit some medical news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oh, I'm at a table and I'm singing. Uh-oh, bad luck. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. You know what brought us bad luck? Okay, you know, if we're trying to figure out what superstitions bring us bad luck, I want to know what superstition brought us Obamacare. Because I got to tell you, I was looking at some of the EOBs yesterday. And you know how many doctors have been complaining that they're not going to get paid with Obamacare, right? And it's nothing I really bring up a lot on this show because I don't want you guys feeling sorry for me. You guys have to feel sorry for yourselves. You got enough on your plate. I don't need to use my show to try to garner some sort of sympathy from you guys. I you guys have enough on your plate. I'm here to help you. You know, when I need your guys' help, I'll ask for it, which I will for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society coming up. We got that campaign to raise money for kids with cancer. So trust me, I'm going to be asking your help. All right, very, very shortly. But for here, I mean, for now, I'm here to help you guys. But I gotta admit, this weekend I was really furious because I started to see firsthand what everybody's been talking about in the medical field on how the doctors aren't getting paid. And by not getting paid, it is completely flagrant. I mean, it is completely, is it vagrant or flagrant? I mean, we're just right there, out there, apparent. You know how with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act, you don't necessarily have to pay your premiums. So the insurance is supposed to, okay, provide coverage, and you're supposed to have some sort of a window where you could get your medical care even if you don't pay. So one of our patients is in pain. And the insurance company is saying, all right, well, doctor, don't bill them. And we aren't paying because the patient didn't pay. So everything's good. No, everything's not good. This patient racked up about $1,000 worth of bills and had come to us multiple times in a very short period of time. Now, this is one of those things where if all your patients do this, okay, all this talk about your doctor leaving and closing up shop is going to have to happen, okay? Now, many of you have said, well, then, you know, my doctor said he's not going to be taking Obamacare. Obamacare isn't one insurance plan. It's not like United or Blue Cross Blue Shield. Obamacare is this whole entire situation that we have right now. Okay, that's Obamacare. So Obamacare is the whole healthcare environment as we know it. That is Obamacare. And if many of these plans are becoming, quote-unquote, Obamacare plans, and the majority of them are, it's going to be very hard to find a plan that's not, then if you're a medical provider, you have to just take what you get. And many times it's going to be nothing because people, they've already, I think they even talked about this on CNN, I need to double check, where many people will pay a month, then skip paying a couple months, then pay a month just to barely still get the treatment, even though they really aren't insured. Well, this is some scary stuff because how many doctors can do things for free? Now, many doctors themselves may try to invoke then what they can in terms of you got a service, they signed a financial policy, you got a service, you didn't pay for your service, you didn't have active insurance, we could charge you. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the courts and with collection companies, etc., in terms of how people can recoup doing stuff for free. When people say doctors are bad business people, they are 1,000% correct in that we go into business giving our services for free, hoping and praying somebody pays us later. All right. And this is why doctors are needing to close up shop. One of you had asked me, I think over the weekend, you know, what do? I'm a doctor about to close up shop. And so I had given you advice. I said, well, make a smaller shop, you know, maybe just have a one room office, maybe just charge cash. Only see, you know, maybe 6-7 patients a day. Cut your overhead really, really down. I mean, become a doc in the box. I don't know. I don't know what financial advice to give doctors at this point, except to just really, really downsize. And I hate to say downsize because downsizing means firing people. And I, as a doctor, like to think I'm helping the community by helping hire people. But this is some scary stuff. Now, for those of you listening going, well, wait a second, is that the way I could get health care then? The premiums are expensive. Just don't pay the premium. Get the free medical care as we go. No, I really hope you don't do that, but that is what people are doing. That's the term you call it, where you're able to kind of get some free health care that way. And it's extremely frustrating because if this goes on, I don't know how I'm going to keep my doors open. And again, I'm not here for a pity party. Okay. I love that you guys understand. I love that you email me. I think it's great saying you understand the doctor's plight. But honestly, you guys have to worry about yourselves right now. So I'm fine with that. But it sucks. It really, really does. There's no other word for it. Okay. It blows. How about that? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. It really blows. You know, I waited tables years ago. I'll just go back to waiting tables. I mean, this is ridiculous. All right. Okay. Attention deficit hyperactivity treatment may be tied to obesity. New studies are saying these stimulants may actually be causing kids to become fat, as opposed to making them lose weight. According to Dr. Brian Schwartz, the study's lead author and a professor of environmental health sciences, epidemiology, and medicine at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and senior investigator at the Geisinger Center for Health Research, better known as, here we go, says they might hurry. Okay, making kids obese. Never mind. The new research may have uncovered a growing public health issue. He says our data would seem to offer a lot of cause for concern with respect to prescribing stimulants. Now, okay, so what does this mean? Okay, well, okay, so kids, right, they received the medication, then they had the kids that didn't receive the medication, okay? They said the kids that did not receive the ADHD stimulant medication appeared to have their weight level off, yet kids with ADHD receive stimulants, even though they were thinner early on, their weight rebounded as they hit their teens, leaving them heavier than the other kids that weren't on the stimulants. Now, that's a pretty big deal, okay? As we see more and more people require medication for their attention deficit, why would their weight go up? Well, if you're on a stimulant, it's kind of like a diet pill, okay? And we've talked about this, okay? Your body, when it gets a diet pill, it doesn't know what the hell to do. And the reason why diet pills don't work, yeah, many of you will say short-term it worked. You'll say, okay, you know what, I took an anorexic, I took a stimulant, I wasn't hungry, I lost weight. And many people in the movies will lose weight. They will lose weight using stimulants, and it gives them energy. It doesn't make them hungry. They feel like they concentrate more. Everybody seems to be happy. Okay, but your body is very, very smart. So your body's like, okay, wait a second. I'm not getting food. I need to store. I need to protect. It's all about protective mechanisms. Everything your body does is a protective mechanism because your body is trained to protect you. So your body goes, okay, now wait a second. If I'm going to be getting the stimulant or I'm going to be anorexic or, you know, and not hungry, then I need to make sure I slow down metabolism to prep for the lack of energy stores I'm going to get. Yeah, you may burn through some of your fat. Yeah, that may happen. Okay, fine and dandy, but your body will slow down your metabolism, okay? Many people think your metabolism increases with stimulants. It could be a very mild transitory increase, nothing long term, trust me. So then as the medicine wears off, as the medicine doesn't seem to work as well, as the medicine stops, you gain weight. Now, remember, puberty is when your body needs to grow breasts and testicles. And I mean, you have your testicles, but, you know, develop. It needs fat. So if you don't have fat, your body's going to figure out a way to get fat, hence slowing down your metabolism. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Delia Show. See, I almost start to sing. Woo! Woo! You guys are not like that. I know we got Tom working the dial. Tom's new to my show. He's been with GCN for a while, but he's new to my show. And, you know, I'm supposed to be nice. You know, you always have to be nice because otherwise, you know, they want to be removed from the radio host they have to work with. And as you guys can see, I have gone through so many of them. Now, you know what? No, it's not. You know, I don't think it's that I'm that bad or the show is that bad. I think what it is I am a lot of woman for many of these men to handle. And I think they really, you know how exhausting it is? See, like, my husband, he doesn't get tapped out, you know, so somebody can, you know, take his place for a couple years. My husband has had to have been my husband for 17 long years, okay? And, you know, he's a strong man. I just cannot expect any radio engineer and any of my colleagues to have to show the same stamina. So people don't quit. GCN probably rotates them just so they, you know, they get a fighting chance at life and the desperate gasp of air that they need. So we got Tom. Everybody be nice. Okay? Everybody be nice. Don't worry. Okay? And I think, well, let's make this go easy. Okay? So he can withstand the Dr. Dahlia show. All right. The 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Paul writes, Dahlia, please discuss allergy shots. My wife says her doctor will not give her the allergy shot. He says it's too dangerous. We live in Colorado. I'm worried. I can't stand my allergies. Okay, the allergy shot. Many of us this time of year is thinking about getting a nice, rip-roaring, juicy dose of Kenalog. A nice 40-milligram, juicy, nice bolus of corticosteroids, right? I know. Doesn't that sound good? Give me my bolus. And it's because we got the runny nose and we got the watery eyes and we got the itchy skin and we got the scratchy throat and we got the drippies. Honestly, it's allergy season really, really blows. And I really blame allergy season for many of us where I live not enjoying the spring. Okay, we should be so excited about the spring because it's not cold anymore and we get to air out our feet and wear our flip-flops. By the way, in the 80s, we used to call them thongs. You know how many years it took me to realize that you're not supposed to call them thongs anymore? I'm like, honey, I need to get some thongs. You know, I'm in the middle of Target going, wait, Cora, I need to get some thongs. And everybody kind of looks at me like, since you're going to Victoria's Secret for that, no, it's on my feet. Victoria's Secret doesn't sell footwear. Okay, we used to call them thongs, or we used to call them jellies, right? Okay, yeah. No, it's thongs, they're called flip-flops these days, so everybody kind of be careful, all right? You know, so springtime is supposed to be where we celebrate, and we're all excited, and we're like, okay, good, it's starting to get warm, we'll get to wear our clothes, we'll shave our legs, we'll get our pedicures and be all excited. And unfortunately, because of the weather where I live and the very, very crappy allergy season, many of us stay indoors. I mean, in fact, I was on Fox 5 the other day telling everybody to stay indoors during allergy season if you have bad allergies because of the high pollen counts. That's not what you're supposed to do in the spring. What you're supposed to do in the spring is run around, play outside, have fun. Okay? Roll in the grass, take the dog out for the, you know, walk he needed, that kind of thing. And so it's, allergies can pretty much really ruin your whole spring season. We're supposed to be doing Easter egg hunts, aren't we? How are you supposed to do Easter egg hunts if you don't have a Claritin? Now, of course, you'll see the Claritin, the Zyzal, the Zyrtec, the Allegra, the Benadryl ads. You'll also see the nasal corticosteroids, right? The Nasonex, Nasacort, Rhinocort, Beconase, Flonase, all sorts of stuff. I've tried them all. Now, the allergy shot, there's a couple different types. One is the big bolus of steroid, the Kenalog. Kenalog, we've talked about, it suppresses your immune system and it works about a good few months. The Kenalog shot, because it works about 90 days, it will take you through allergy season and well into June. It works. It's nice. The problem is it's a big bolus of steroids. So for those of you that do not qualify for taking steroids, or if you don't know you qualify for taking steroids, many doctors are going to respectfully decline your request for getting a shot. If you have blood pressure issues, if you have diabetes issues, high triglyceride issues, liver issues, kidney issues, if you're at risk for glaucoma, cataracts, no. You're not going to get a big, juicy bolus of steroids. So the doctor is going to say, no, if they've never met you, and you walk into a walk-in clinic, say, hi, give me a shot for my steroids. All right? Many doctors are going to be a little concerned and a little wary until they know who they're giving you this shot for. Okay? Because, again, it's a big, huge dose. Now, the allergy shots I'm a huge fan of are the desensitization shots that some of the allergists do. And some internists and family docs do those as well. These are pretty cool in that they desensitize you to what you're allergic to. They figure out what you're allergic to, and then they desensitize you. So, like, for example, mold or ragweed or Bermuda grass or olive tree. So they figure out what you're allergic to, and then what they do is they give you little baby microbes. It's like a homeopathic does. The idea of homeopathy is brilliant. It predates what we do in modern medicine, but it's very similar to what the allergists do. Let's give you something that is antigenic to you, but in such a low dose that your body starts getting sensitized and used to it, as opposed to having this big, huge response. Just like the flu shot. That's kind of how the live attenuated flu shot virus works. So, and many of these other vaccines work. So I would probably, if you have real, real bad allergies, number one, make sure you don't have high blood pressure, diabetes, liver disease, kidney disease, make sure your eyes have been checked. And with your doctor visits, even if this is in the middle of the fall, ask them, if you need an allergy shot in the spring, are you allowed to get the catalog and to write you a note? Because many doctors, especially with, you know, the litigious society we live in, won't give it to you, even if you say your doctor said it's fine. Get a note from your doctor saying you are allowed to get the catalog shot. If the doctor won't do it, I would then suggest seeing an allergist and looking at the desensitization shots. In the meantime, though, I'm usually able to handle my allergies by doing some Claritin or Allegra or Zyzal or Zyrtec or whatever, and then using like a nasal steroid like Nasonex or Rhinocort or Becanase or Flonase or whatever. And usually I do that. It takes a lot of upkeep, a lot of maintenance, and it's tough. Allergy season is rough, but I really want you guys to enjoy the outdoors. I want you to get out there, get some fresh air, and I want you to enjoy Easter as that's going to be coming up. But today is St. Patrick's Day. So right now it's all about the Irish. I love the Irish. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now this headline caught my eye. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour. How to keep your breasts young. Now, of course, I'm about 20 years too late, but for those of you who are young and you are worried about what to do with your breasts and how to keep them from, you know, happening to, like, what happened to Dr. Dahlia, we got some advice. Also, which expired foods are okay to eat? I saw this on the Fox News Health section. We'll talk about some of the foods that, after they expire, are okay to eat. I know. See, that's always good. Okay? Then, let's talk about this story. There is a new sweetener from the tequila plant, which may aid diabetes and weight loss. Apparently, this is new research presented at the American Chemical Society this week. Agavins, derived from the agave plant that are used to make tequila, were found in mice studies to trigger insulin production and to lower blood sugar. Unlike sucrose, glucose, and fructose, agavins are not absorbed by the body, so they can't elevate your blood glucose. This is according to research by Mercedes G. Lopez, a researcher at the Centro de Investigación y de Estudios Avanzados Biotechnology and Biochemistry, Irapuato, Guanajuato, Mexico. Let's talk about this because this is some cool stuff. Tequila! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.